The textbooks tell us that flowers first appeared about 125 million years ago. But now a dig in northeastern China has turned up literally hundreds of fossil flower specimens. The structures of the flowers show that they're from a group of plants called the angiosperms. These are the common vascular seed-bearing plants that we see all around us today. But what's extraordinary about these newly found flowers is that they date from nearly 200 million years ago, proving that flowers have been around for much longer than we first thought. Xin Wang made the discovery.
About 2 years ago, we discovered many, many specimens of flowers from the early Jurassic, just in the suburb of Nanjing City. Early Jurassic means 174 million years before today.
So these are very ancient specimens. How do they fit into the timeline of what we understand about the evolution of flowering plants?
The mainstream idea about the evolution of flowers is that flowers only exist since 124 million years before. But our discovery is far, far beyond the scope. And we have so many specimens, and we are very confident with our conclusion. There are angiosperms and flowers in the early Jurassic.
Could you describe what these particular flowers would have looked like for us?
Each flower is about 13 millimeters in diameter. It's a very small flower.
And you say that these are angiosperm flowers. Why is that important?
Because in a textbook, the people were taught there were no angiosperm, no flowers in the Jurassic, which means we have been misunderstanding the history of flowers and angiosperms.
And how did you make the discovery of these flowers? Where did you find them and in what sort of context?
The situation is, there were many discoveries of early angiosperms in China. Formerly, it's in the northeast China. My previous work also focused on the northeast, and we somehow just ignored something nearby. About 2 years before, one of my colleagues, Dr. Fu, who found the first sign of flower in the suburb of Nanjing, and then we went there together. We were so lucky that in half day, we got more than 200 flowers. And sometimes on a single piece of rock, there are almost 80 flowers.
Why do you think these flowers are so well preserved, and why are there so many of them where you discovered them?
The flowers are preserved in different status and orientations. Because the huge number of specimens, it gave us the chance to observe the flower from different angles and perspectives. And the preservation is not always the same. Some of them, we can see the internal structure, some we don't. So if we combine all the information from more than 200 flowers, we can reconstruct a single flower, which is what we did in the paper. And why the flowers are concentrated in this area is because the flower probably flourished in a very small area, probably very close to water, and they didn't grow too much in a forest or somewhere else. So when they preserved in some kind of lake or pond, they just are buried there.
What do you think these flowers turned into? Can you see or can you trace any further lineage or timeline from these flowers onwards in history?
Honestly, we have no information about this yet. We know nothing earlier or lastly, nothing later than this.
So at the moment, we know that these flowers come from 175 million years ago or so, pushing back the date of the first flower by more than 50 million years. But obviously, that doesn't mean that that's the precise moment when the flowers did first appear. So that means that the first flowers are even older than this, doesn't it?
Yes, definitely. And the flowers' history must be much older than this.
And in terms of what must have been going on in parallel, does this give us some insights into what animals were doing at the same time as the plants were evolving these flowers?
The current information about this flower doesn't suggest there were insects or animals involved in the pollination of these flowers. They have a dendroid form, which means it has increased receptive area of the stigma, which is frequently seen in flower plants which are pollinated by wind rather than by insects.
Xin Wang, he's at the Nanjing Institute of Geology and Paleontology.